Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're off to Barcelona in Spain this summer, you are no longer going to see the likes of billboard menus on the streets trying to attract tourists, pestering waiters, or, you know, like loads of different kind of furniture out and about on the main streets. It is all going to be banned. They feel there's too much tourist tat in the locality. We sent our reporter Josh Crosby out and about on the streets of Dublin today to ask listeners whether we should follow suit.
I prefer when it's more secluded and you can go in and you can snoop around, and it's nice to kind of go into the shops that way, or into the bars or into the pubs or restaurants and things like that.
So if you're walking down a main strip and it's in your face handing out leaflets.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, that's Times Square kind of thing. No, and it's so busy. It's much nicer as a tourist to take your time, and you'll do more shopping then because you'll be more intrigued and you want to go into the shops.
And how do you think we fare here at home? Are we bad for it?
No, I think we're doing, and we're actually getting better. They're kind of making their signage more kind of discreet, and I think that's better, and especially in rural towns as well, it's really good.
I don't really notice it in Dublin, to be honest, a whole lot.
And when you're on holidays yourself, like, would you prefer if it wasn't so much in your face?
It depends how aggressive they're being. I don't really have any issue with people promoting their business. Obviously it can be a bit full on, but it doesn't annoy me seeing people promoting stuff like
that. So where have you travelled from?
Mississippi, in America.
And how do you find the promotion of tourism related activities here in Ireland?
I think it's been great, honestly. It's not been too over the top. It's been wonderful. I mean, it just feels like we're part of the city.
And when you are on holidays in different destinations and you find that kind of promotion, can it be a turn off? Can it be annoying?
Yes, I think so.
I don't think we're bad for it here compared to other places that you go on holidays. I think we could maybe encourage it more.
How do you find it when you're on holidays?
Annoying. Really annoying. Really irritating. It makes me not go to the place that they're trying to get me into if they're hounding me.
It actually turns you off when they're trying to free drink.
Yeah. Oh, come in here. It makes me believe there's a reason you're pushing me so hard to come in here. So I usually avoid them places.
But you think in Ireland we're okay when it comes to that?
I don't think we're bad at it in Ireland at all. I don't find it anyway.
Stand outside the restaurants and all asking people to come in.
You wouldn't be a fan of that?
No way.
How do you think we fare here in Ireland when it comes to that type of promotion and advertising?
We'd have to put up with it. But a lot of people would be annoyed with that sort of carry on.
I'd prefer if they didn't have so much of that. Great to know what's happening in a place, but not the paddy whackery, as you call it.
Overboard, in your face.
No.
So you think something like Barcelona's doing, you'd like to see something like that reflected here?
I would indeed, yeah, particularly Temple Bar and those areas.
So where have you travelled from?
From Austria.
From Austria.
Yes.
And do you find, can tourism-related promotions be in your face here in Dublin?
No, not really.
Does it annoy you when you're on holidays and people are trying to get you to come into a premises?
Yeah, if it's too much of intruding your personal space, then yes.
But you think Dublin's okay?
It's okay, yes.
You haven't come across that?
No.
Do you think we should do something like they've done in Barcelona?
Yeah, I think so. Like, everything is in your face nowadays, isn't it?
So you think maybe areas should have kind of a uniform
look off? Yeah, to do your head in.
Yeah, Josh Crosby out and about chatting to locals and tourists in the streets of Dublin today. Dublin author and journalist Frank McDonald is with me here on the programme, because Frank, you've lived in Temple Bar for many, many years. Is there too much tat?
Well, I've moved out of Temple Bar in 2022, but before that, in the about 10 years ago or more, the footpaths were absolutely littered with sandwich boards. You know, I remember Crown Alley. You could basically not walk down in a straight line down the footpaths on either side of Crown Alley because there were so many sandwich boards outside different premises. And what happened was that in 2019, Dublin City Council finally intervened and said, listen, you can't be doing this all over the place. And because they introduced a licensing system, and basically that meant effectively a ban in the end, because they were going to charge €630 a year in for the license, and then another €100 for an application for a license. So a lot of the sandwich boards literally disappeared overnight.
I think you see very few of them across Dublin, compared to other European countries.
But that's the reason why there are very few, because
the cost of having the poster.
The council actually took action on the matter. But, you know, I think that, you know, there's other things that I find, there's a wider issue involved to do with tourism and over-tourism. And in Barcelona, you know, what they're dealing with there is, you know, massive numbers of tourists. And, you know, the whole city, the whole feeling of the city has been altered by simply the volume of tourists that are going through it. And also, you know, the illegal conversion of apartments into Airbnb units and other shortlets by other platforms. And they're now taking action in relation to that as well. And it's about bloody time that we did that, because it's more than 10 years ago now since we got, as Temple Bar residents, got a ruling from On Bord Pleanála that the conversion of an apartment into a tourist shortlet was a change of use from residential to commercial.
Now the Rambla area, yeah, that we're talking about in Barcelona, I mean, it was only there, it's probably maybe 7 or 8, 9 years ago, Frank, at this stage. But, you know, like it is absolutely packed to capacity with tourists. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's the tourist paraphernalia. And, like, there is an awful lot of tourist tat around that particular catchment. But that isn't the case when you look at the likes of Armagh. Main tourist spots, not just in Dublin. I've listeners here on WhatsApp today talking about Cork and Galway. Some of our callers, though, feel that, you know, some of our cities here in Ireland are just too focused around tourists. And it's not even the accommodation, but they just feel even the offering of the pubs and the restaurant is geared to the tourist.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, because we now have a major tourist economy in Dublin. And, you know, the profusion of hotels that have been built in recent years, I mean, extraordinary numbers of hotels, tourist hostels and other accommodation. And really the whole thing has got completely out of hand. And, you know, I always, sorry, I've got a bit of a cold.
You're okay.
I always thought that, you know, every single site in the city centre was an opportunity site to provide an apartment building for people to live in. And that's something that more often than not didn't happen, because it was much more profitable to build a hotel or a hostel or whatever. So, you know, like I'm looking up a planning application today, the upper floors of Andrew Street Post Office, for example, are being turned into a planned to be turned into a hotel.
Okay, so that's the planning application, is it? That's this been lodged. It's interesting. It's interesting, Frank, to hear, you know, from texters actually about this as well today. We're talking about the fact there's going to be no more billboards of photographs of paella and beer across the Las Ramblas area of Barcelona. If you think there's too much tourist tat in towns and cities across Ireland, you can let us know. The voice note, the number, the WhatsApp number actually for your voice notes, I should say, that's 087 1400 106. Frank McDonald, author and Dublin journalist. Thanks a million, Frank, for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.